Well, can everybody say we're on page 73, A1. We'll start right now, okay? Nobody online, so we'll just push that out of the way. Okay, this is mainly math today, so I hope you have your math hats on.
I have a calculator.
Calculator, actually, you don't really need a calculator. It's really, once you get the concept, if you remember what we said already, just to refresh your mind, your memory from before, whenever you're taking out from another pile for a second pile, so if you have an example that we have one Coca-Cola with 100, another Coca-Cola with 100, and you're being matrix from Coca-Cola B for Coca-Cola A. So you and I would think, oh, you know what? It's 10%, take 10, and that makes it 90. That's the Meister. Now I got 90 left. Take Meister Cheney. Take 9. We're done, right? That's a simple way to look at it. But guess what? That's not right. You know why that's not right? Because if you were dealing with the only one basket of 100, and you took out 10 from Meister, and then you took out 9 from Meister Cheney, what are you left? You're left with 81. But over here, when you're being offered from another pile, you're being left with 100. So you can't use that as your guide. You've got to look at it differently. You got to think outside the box. And this is a simple way to look at it. So when you take 10%, 10%. Take 10 figs. Let's say we're talking about figs. Have 100 figs in one basket. And I take out 10 figs from basket 2 as Meisteris. Normally, if you would have taken out 10 figs from basket A, you would have been left with 90. So that tells me 10 figs is 90. 10 figs is 90. So when I took 10 from basket B, it fixed 90. I still have 10 remaining in basket A that nothing's been done to. So what are you going to do to fix those? Well, let's use the same formula. Let's keep it simple. So if 10 fixes 90, 1 will fix 9, right? So I'll take one more fig, and I've got 11 figs in basket B. I fixed 99 in basket A. I still have one fig left. So we'll take 1/10 of a fig. We'll take 1/10 of a slice of fig into 10 pieces, and we'll take 1/10 of a fig from basket B. It'll fix 9/10 of that last fig. Right. Now, of course, you always have a fraction left, which was a problem Rabbi Yochanan brought up. But leave that alone, and we're also going to leave alone, even though I mentioned this 1/10, let's forget about that for now. For tonight's discussion, everything is going to be rounded numbers. So we'll be talking about 11. 11, right? 11. Because 10 fixed 90, another one fixed 99, and whatever. I don't know if we're going to have the fraction or not, but for now, let's make it 11 or 11.1, whatever it is. Okay, so that's the rule now. Okay, so now we're going to get the Gemara.
Is there a phrase that describes that? Because it's not math.
That's not math? It means you're taking the 10%. What I've described, like you mentioned it the other day, when we're taking it from the one basket that's called milagav,
right,
and when you're taking it from an outside source, it's milavar. So when you take 10% milavar, you have to make this kind of quirky calculation. Is that okay?
Yeah, that works.
Is that okay? Okay. Well, so we'll leave it like that for now. So with that Hagdama, we can understand the Gemara now very, very, very clearly. Now, hey, Meister saying Meister's Kalkala, it means this is the case where we said that we're on 73A1, at the two dots, that when we said that that if you take one on the other, that each one has the maestros in each other, so that works. Now, the question the Gemara is going to raise is, how are you taka mafresh the maestros when we say the maestros are in each one, right? It says karashem, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. Remember that the Gemara said karashem doesn't mean that you actually have a hafrasha. You've just designated place to be mafresh, that you can't be mafresh makom acher, but you actually don't have a hafrasha yet until you actually do the hafrasha. It's a little different than all the other cases. So we're going to be talking about possibly going one way or the other way. In other words, do I go, if I wanted to, I could, in theory, take all the maestros from, and what I'm talking about in the case of the Mishnah, two baskets of 100. If I wanted to, I could just go to basket A and say, you know what, I'm going to take all the maestros out of basket A for both basket A and for basket B. I'm going to treat it all as one big keli, so to speak. And therefore, what would I take? I take 22. Or not 22. No, let's make it 19. I'm sorry. So it's 200 altogether, so it's 20 for maestros. And then you would take 10% of that for Trumas Maestro. That would be 2 out of the 20, right? So in order to start to eat it, you would have to have, in the end, the 2 of Trumas Maestro taken out. That's our goal. Our goal is to be able to eat from these kakolas. Okay, so now let's look at what the Gemara says. Cancel Oysa, what does he say? Noitel Estrim Tainim, that's exactly what we just said. You take 20 figs. Me'ezim Hen Shirtsa, from whichever basket you want, because remember, we were just Kare Shem, but we haven't actually done the Hafrash yet, so it's up to you to decide. Again, this Brisa holds Yesh Breira, you can decide later where you're going to take it out. V'chol Asadi Yisav, and from every 10 that you take, right, is who Trumas Meister. They have one fig, that'll be Trumas Meister. So from 20 figs, you separate any 2 figs as Trumas Meister, and then all the other figs become Mutter. Ad Kedoin B'Shavais.
What happens to the Truma in these cases?
We're not talking about Truma because if we're talking about Demai, first of all, if we're talking about Demai, Truma was never an issue to begin with, right? So these Shtei Kakolas, so we're talking about Demai or Tevel? What did it say? What did it say in the Mishnah?
It's not clear.
No, it is clear. It is clear. Let's go back. Hold one second. No, the Mishnah clearly says it. Ha'ilufon of Shtei Kakolas Shel Tevel. It says it beferish. So it was called Tevel over there. Yeah. Okay, so you're Nachon. So for some reason we're ignoring the Truma right now. That isn't the discussion. So there would presumably be 2 more. I don't know why it's not brought to the discussion. Maybe, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I'll have to come back and look into that. So Ad Kedoin B'Shavais. Till now, we're talking about where both baskets have the same amounts, 100-100. What if there's an uneven number? You have 100 in one basket and 200 in the other basket. Okay, we're not going to get too far into examples. It's going to be a third example where you have 100 in one basket and 1,000 in another basket. So don't get too scared. We're only going to give 2 more examples now. First example is 100 and 200. What do you do then? So now it says like this. There's an assumption here, just realize this, that whenever the Brisa talks about, this is in footnote 10. Whenever the Brisa talks about taking from the larger basket, it's taking on behalf of the smaller basket only, not on behalf of the larger basket. When it says you're taking from the smaller basket, it means you're taking on behalf of both baskets. So this is a little confusing, but just realize that rule going into this Gemara. Again, large basket, if that's where you're taking the figs from, then you're only being masaking the small basket, and the number will reflect that. If you're talking about taking from the small basket, you're being masaking both baskets. Okay, we'll see why the Gemara does that rule in a little bit later. So now, if the Akadam shows us the same, if one's 100, one's 200, If you're separating mice or rishon for the sake of the 100 fig basket.
200.
Lashem Meya is 100. All right. Im Lashem Meya Hunaitel, if you're taking Miser for the sake of the 100 fig basket, and you're taking the Miser from the 200 basket, but you're being mafish for the 100 basket. So what do? You take Achas Asrei, right? You have to take 11. That's what we mentioned before. 10 fixed 90, and 1 fixed the additional 9, right? So that we're calling that 11. That's what I meant before. That it doesn't. We're rounding down now, right? Now, if you're taking from the smaller basket for the 200 basket, so then what does it say? And again, you're separating for both baskets. So shloshim te'enim. Then you separate a total of 30 figs. So what is
why
that?
Not 33?
Hold on. Hold on a second. So why does he say 30 over here, right? Okay, so let's see. The reason's like this. He explains it in the footnote, but I'm just going to speak it outside first. Again, remember what I said to begin with. When you're being mafresh from the small basket, you're being mafresh for both baskets. So just on the very surface of it, remember this. When I'm mafresh from the small basket for the large basket, you've got to deduct that hafrasha from the total I need to be masakin in the small basket. Right? So I start off with 100, but I'm being mafresh whatever the number is. Let's say it's 20. I'm just throwing out a number. Let's say it's 20 that you're being mafresh for the second basket, right? 10% of 200 is 20. So now the first basket, then will be you're down to 80 in the first basket. So now subsequently, when you're going to be mafresh meiser for the first basket, you only need 8 for the 80, right? So it's not a perfect number, right? That's the yesod here. That's why it's not the 33 number you're thinking of. But the Gemara is, we're going to see now the exact math now, and you're going to see how it works out to be exactly 30. So let's take a look at footnote 12. Right. So if he were to separate Meiser, look at the brackets. If he were to separate Meiser for each basket separately, what would he do? He would separate Meiser for the 100 fig basket from the 200 fig basket. He would take out 11.1 figs. Then he'd be left with 188.9 figs of tevel in that basket, right? Because 200 minus 11.1 is equal 188.9. Then you would take meiser from those figs within that very basket, right? So you'd need to remove 18.89 of them, right? Together with the 11.1 he removed earlier, that would be a total of 30 figs, right? Because 11.1... and 18.89 is conveniently 30. So the trick here is to realize that you're going to, right? Okay, just one second. Yeah, but you see, the thing is, this first paragraph, he's talking about where you're taking, the 100 fig basket from the 200 fig basket, and then taking from the 200 fig basket on itself. But I just said that we're taking from the 100 fig basket on the 200 fig basket.
Oh.
Yeah, for both. But the hafrasha should be coming from the 100 fig basket. So I'm not sure why he's starting here in the explanation where you're taking everything from the 200 fig basket. So why he's doing that's a little confusing. But it really, basically, it's not going to make a difference. You're going to see in a second. So the same holds true if he decides to separate each basket's meiser from the other. but the calculation a little differently. So remember that when we made a declaration that you're being mafresh on both baskets, we said what you have to actually do, because remember we had a question from Kol Sheinu B'Zach Hazeh Afilu B'Basach Haseino. So we answered that question. The reason why that's not a violation here is because you're actually setting aside a portion in each basket, which will be tevel later. So Mamela, it is Shaykh Zachazah, and therefore it's Shaykh Bavasachas as well. So that's why you have to keep in mind this statement. It must be remembered that in order to separate Meiser from each basket on behalf of the other, even simultaneously, you leave enough figs unrectified to serve as Meiser of the fruits of the other basket. That's what I just told you. Thus, okay, he separates Meiser from the 100 fig basket. He's not really going to take for 100 figs, because he's got to reserve some of those 100 figs for the 200 fig basket, which he's about to do, right? So what does he do? He does 100 figs minus the number of figs he needs to set aside for the 200 fig basket. Similarly, when he separates Meiser on behalf of the 200 fig basket, he also has to reserve the number that he needs tevel for the 100 fig basket, right? So then he goes through the numbers, and he goes, and you'll see what I mean, if you just look at it like this. The 100 fig basket, he leaves 21.25, right? Because you have to take. You have to take 11. Remember, you're doing 11 roughly for every 100. So it's 200, so it's 22, right? That's the cheshbon. So you have... So...
Where did you get the 25 from?
Well, again, it's because this point... It's point one, whatever. It's one in a fraction. So whatever it is. So he adds the ones together. So that leaves 8.75 figs unrectified in the larger basket to serve as the milavar for the smaller basket. Because when you deduct the 21, remember, they will do 100 minus the 21.25. Because again, you reserve 21.25 in the smaller basket for the big basket. Subtract those 21.25 from the 100. You're left with 78.75. So now you have to just rectify 78.75. That's 8.75. So 21.25 plus 8.75 also is equal 30. No matter how you slice it, you're going to end up only with 30. That's the bottom line here. All right? Bazu meo, bazu elef. If one has 100 and one has 1,000, so now things change a little bit. The reason why they change is very simple. It's just remember, you have a total of 1,100 altogether. 10% of 1,100 is 110. Well, 110 is more than exists in the 100 basket. So here, the smaller basket will never be enough to take the Meisers for both baskets. So that's why things are changing a little bit here. And that's the purpose of this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi just wants to point out that with this last example, you end up within a situation where you can't take from either basket.
Nothing in the small basket works, or portion.
So you're going to have, well, let's see what it says. Im l'shem me'ahu noitel, if he's going to take for the 100, taking the meiser out of the 1,000 basket, so noitel achas esrei, you'll take 11. You'll take 11 from the 1,000 basket, right? Im l'shem me'ahu noitel, if you're going to take from the small basket, or for the 1,000, afilu noitel eskula, even if you're going to take the entire basket of 100 figs for the 1,000 basket, it's not going to be enough. Ain't no mashlim, it won't be enough. Since there are a total of 1,100 figs between the two baskets, the maceration is 110 figs. The smaller basket only contains 100. 10 more figs will have to be separated from the larger basket to rectify the missing maceration. You're just going to have to add to it, that's all. Now,
you can do that?
Yeah, sure you can. Yeah. We look at them together as one entity. Okay, so...
So you can do it as halakha, because those two
We merge them into one, right. Basically, to allow all the mitzvahs to be in the smaller basket, the larger basket cannot be more than 9 times as large as a smaller one. That's the calculation. Okay. There's more to read in footnote 3 if you want to get into the detailed calculations, but we don't run out of time if we read it. So let's go a little further. So, mi sheyesh lo kalkol. Now, if someone has a basket of fruit, humavakesh lo asra, and you want to take maestros, meaning that you want to take maestros to the extent, let me just shut this off, because there's nobody here anyway. I don't want to have this in my face. Okay. Good. So, a person wants to take off maestros so that, meaning he wants to take off all the Maestro Rishon and Maestro Sheni and be left with the entire amount here in front of me to be able to be eaten. You understand what I'm saying? So in other words, I want the Talmud to tell me a formula that I'm going to be able to use in any case. So if I have 100 figs in front of me in this basket and I want to eat 100 figs, so give me the formula I need to know for how much to take from another place, Tavel, to fix all my requirements here, my Sereshin and my Sersheni. Mm-hmm. So here is the response. Noitel, it's going to sound funny, but we'll see the footnote will explain it. Noitel Shnei Tishuan, he takes 2/9, but Tishua Shal Tishua, and 1/9 of a 1/9, Shehin Eser Meiser, for Tesha Meiser Sheni, which will end up being a 10% being Meiser, and 10 figs are Meiser, and 9 being Meiser Sheni. Now, what does this mean? What does this mean? So, here, let's see over here. Let's look at 7. The Gemara is giving the mathematical relationship between the total Meiser separated from a basket and the amount of fruit that is rectified. Consider, the basket has 100 fruits. Meiser will be taken from within. 10 fruits are removed as Meiser Rishon, after which 9 more are removed as Meiser Sheni, right? So that's a total of how much? 19 altogether, right? How much is left? 100 minus 19 is how much? Is 81. Now, the 19 fruits that were removed represent 19 81s of the rectified fruit. Right? What we're doing here is we're making everything into let's make it into ninths so that we'll have a common denominator here. So 19 81s, right? 9 81s is equal to 1/9, right? Divide 9 by 9 is 1, 81 divided by 9 is 9. So 9 81s is 1/9. 18 81s is 2/9, right? 19 81s is therefore 2/9 and 1/9 of a 1/9. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara, look at the Gemara. Noitel Shnei Tishun, take 2/9. The Tishua Chal Tishua and 1/9 of a 1/9. This is what the Gemara meant. Very simple, right? We have a total of 19 that we took out. We're left with 81. So it's 19 over 81. So you get it?
Yeah.
So it's very nice. So that's 2/9, which is 18 81s, and 1/9 of a 1/9, which is 181, making a total of 19 81s. That's what it says. Okay. So that's the formula, basically. So the Gemara says, what are you draining me a cup over here with this? What are you saying it in such a funny way? Just say 19. What are you doing over here? You want to know the amount that you need? Tell me, I got to take 19 out of 100. So now I have the formula. What are you giving me this? 2/9? So what are you saying it that way? The words of the sages and their riddles. Very strange answer. In footnote 9 and 10, they talk about this. 10, he says, they expressed even simple matters in obscure ways to train students how to think. so they'll be able to comprehend difficult and profound matters that cannot be expressed any other way. In other words, over here, in economy, they could have said it a little simpler, but they want to give our brains a little weightlifting practice. You know, the more your brain lifts, the stronger your brain will be, okay? Some suggest this was done simply to make the Torah more precious to students by forcing them to exert more effort, okay? Whatever it is. That's the Gemara's answer. Now, based on the previous formula, it's going to elaborate how much you need to separate from without for a basket containing 100 fruits in order to rectify all of them. You know, I misspoke before. I was talking. That's this Gemara. That Gemara was just simply talking about what the formula is to fix a basket. This is the Gemara that talks about how to fix a basket of 100 from without to fix it so that all the miseration and shiny obligations are taken care of. I jumped the gun a little bit. This is Haroitz Elahachas Mea Te'ena Musukonos L'Tov Beiso. This is the case where you want to take 100 fixed into your...
100.
So you want to have a yield of 100. So what do you do? Haroitz Elahachas Kol Te'ena U'Te'ena. For each and every fig, you use the formula Shnei Tishua M'Tishua Shal Tishua. Right? Which is... So I guess you just multiply it out, right? 10 times 2 is 20, so that's 20 ninths. And 20 times ninth is whatever that is, 100.
12 on the bottom.
So it's on the bottom, here's the attachment. So it ends up being this amount. Total comes to 23 4/9 plus 1/81 of a fig. Whatever it is, there's a cheshbon down below, and he has problems with the cheshbon. I'm not going to go into it now. But this is the basic idea behind this daf. Kol tov. Good luck to everybody who wants to study that daf. Now, I sent out in the chat, in the WhatsApp chat, just shut this off. Coming up over here. Excuse me one second. It's not working. It's not working. Why isn't my phone working? Phone's not working. It's recording. I don't know. Anyway, I sent out a perish that I found in Rabbi Achenstein Shul. They have a Mishnayos with a perish on the Mishnayos. And he goes and elaborates on this next Mishnah, on Halacha Zion, in great detail. And it makes it, I think it's necessary. It'll make it a lot easier if you get a chance to please read that Parish. All tov. Sunday night, Mitzvah.
And do we have something on Saturday night? Do we still get together here?
10:15.
10:15. Okay.
That's when we're going to actually finish it.
So, I mean, is there a decision? When is the same?
Tuesday, 7:30.
Okay. I'm going to Tannersville. Shabbos. I'm going
to try
to get back.
Upstate.
Upstate.
Yeah. My phone has become totally unresponsive. It won't turn on.
Do the old-fashioned way. Take the battery out.
I don't know how to take the battery out.
Well, hang on one second. Okay. I mean, not for the battery, but...
What are you doing? What's
you
going
on? How much battery you had?
I had plenty of it. Plenty, plenty. No problem. Any ideas?
Well, Google.
This is an Android.
Oh. That can't help me. Sorry. That's why I use Apples.
Oh, here it came back. It finally came back.
See? It was the magic touch.
Well,